present the exciting, unforgettable radio drama, Front Page Faro. The story of a crack newspaper man and his wife. The story of David and Sally Farrell. Today, David is covering the story which he calls High Explosive. Beware of unpleasing breath that breeds between teeth. Get Colonel's toothpaste with amazing dental floss action for a clean mouth and a pleasing breath. Most unpleasing breath breeds between the teeth, in the deep recesses where food particles can collect and decay. These are the places that must be reached to have a really clean mouth, a pleasant breath. Your dentist knows this to be true. Now, Colonel's toothpaste gives you dental floss action. That is, sends thousands of active cleansing bubbles to penetrate hard-to-reach dental areas. Helps dislodge bits of food that can cause unpleasing breath and tooth decay. What's more, Colonel's has high-polishing action. Brightens dingy teeth by removing ordinary yellow surface stains. Colonel's is gentle, safe for even children's teeth and tender gums. Enjoy its cool, clean, minty flavor. Most refreshing toothpaste ever. Test Colonel's in your own way. Keeps your teeth bright, your breath right. Colonel's toothpaste is dentist approved, dentist recommended. Get the Colonel's with dental floss action today. Save 31 cents on the giant economy size. Now, Front Page Farrell, and the story he's covering for his newspaper, the New York Daily Eagle. The story he calls High Explosive. Once again, David Farrell receives an urgent phone call from Ramona Petrie, the strange girl who claims to be able to see the future in her dreams. This time, Ramona's voice is strained and full of fear as she says,
Mr. Farrell, my brother's missing. Paul hasn't come home since yesterday. He didn't leave me a note or a word of any kind.
Well, I don't know your brother's habits, Ramona. Is that something to be worried about?
You should know my powers by now, Mr. Farrell. I've been concentrating on Paul. The forces are gathering in my mind. I see something terrible hanging over my brother.
Something terrible? Like what?
Like what happened to that policeman. Something like murder.
Twice before, Ramona Petrie's dreams have struck too close to terrible truth. Once, information she supplied about the location of stolen high-explosive detonators proved so accurate that a policeman sent to investigate was killed. After David Farrell began probing into this murder, Ramona Petrie warned him that his life was in danger. An explosion in the Farrell's apartment bore out her prophecy. David Farrell and the police now believe that Ramona is somehow connected with the theft and perhaps in the murder. But in the absence of any proof, she's being watched closely. Now, in response to Ramona's phone call, David Farrell and his wife, Sally, have hurried to Ramona's apartment, where Sally is saying...
Oh, my goodness, Ramona, you really are upset.
Why wouldn't I be, Mrs. Farrell? Did you think I was joking on the telephone?
No, Ramona, but you may be making too much out of this.
Mr. Farrell, my brother didn't come home at all last night. And today he didn't get in touch with me or even come to the apartment for a clean handkerchief.
Now, let's see. Your brother is 19, isn't he?
Yes.
Paul may have decided to go somewhere and do something and rather thoughtlessly failed to tell you about it.
Mrs. Farrell, it isn't as harmless as all that.
How do you know, Ramona?
Didn't I tell you how I know?
The psychic forces gathered in your mind and you had a vision of your brother in danger.
Yes.
This vision also showed you it was the same kind of thing that happened to the murdered policeman.
Yes.
Death. From an explosion.
Yes, yes.
Ramona, why should your brother be involved in an explosion?
I don't know.
Oh, your psychic powers didn't tell you that.
No.
Or give you any hint of where Paul is.
No, of course not. If they did, wouldn't I say so? You still don't believe in me.
Oh, I wouldn't say that, would you, Sally? Well,
frankly, David, I don't know what to say.
I told you where the detonators were. At least some of them. I told you I saw death in silver covers. And a policeman was murdered.
That's right.
I warned you not to leave your home, Mr. Farrell. And you didn't listen to me. And someone got into your place while you were gone and put some detonators there. Did you forget how you were almost killed when they blew up?
No, and I won't forget it for a long time either.
Well, what more do you want? What else must I do to prove my powers? Shall we wait until my brother is found somewhere dead?
Oh, Ramona, please, dear, don't say that. David's going to do all he can to find Paul for you.
Tell you what might save a lot of time, Ramona.
Yes? What, Mr. Farrell?
Couldn't you go to sleep and have another dream and find out where Paul is?
No, I mean, I can't depend on it. My dreams come when they come. I can't force them.
Well, how about brewing yourself some tea and reading the leaves, just like you do in the tea room?
You're making fun of me.
I am not. Didn't you whip up a perfectly good prediction about me this afternoon at only a moment's notice?
Did I, Mr. Farrell?
Of course you did, Ramona. You read my tea leaves and said to warn David not to cross water.
There's no kidding. That really impressed me, Ramona. How did you know I was planning to cross water? Ramona, just guess. Guess what I was doing while you were looking at Sally's teacup.
I give up.
I was talking to a man about going across the Hudson River to New Jersey. That's crossing water, isn't it?
I would say so.
Well, how did you know it was on my mind?
I saw it in the tea leaves.
Yeah, so we're back to that.
How else would I know?
All right. You say your brother's in danger. Well, let's not waste any more time. Ramona, I'd advise you to be absolutely honest with me.
But I am, Mr. Farrell.
There are four things to consider. One, the theft of the detonators. Two, the murder of the policeman. Three, the explosion in my apartment. Four, your brother Paul. Now, Ramona, what do you know about any or all of those that you haven't told me yet?
Nothing. Nothing, Mr. Farrell. Only what I said.
Well, I don't think that's a satisfactory answer.
Are you going to look for my brother or not?
No, I am not.
But, David...
I mean it, Sally, darling. Why should I break my head and wear out my shoe leather trying to find Paul with absolutely nothing to go on? And Ramona can lie down and sleep and dream up the answer to the whole thing.
But she says she can.
Sure she can. Why not? She has the psychic power. All right, let her relax, concentrate. Open her mind to all those hocus-pocus thought waves. Or have you been feeding me a line of bunk, Ramona?
It's not bunk.
Good, then go to work.
Mr. Farrell, please.
Oh, Dave.
I'm only a newspaper reporter. How can I set myself up in competition with a bona fide clairvoyant? Come on, Sally. We're letting in a draft in the hall.
Well, goodbye, Ramona.
No. Wait, Mr. Farrell. Don't go.
I'm not going to change my mind, Ramona. Unless you change yours.
Please. Close the door. I suppose I'd better tell you the truth.
Good idea.
My brother is mixed up with another boy. Well, not a boy exactly. Nat Dillon must be 22 or so.
Nat Dillon? Young fellow who works in the bowling alley above where the detonators were found?
Yes. Paul spends a lot of time with Nat Dillon. They're always looking for ways to make big money.
What do you mean, your brother's mixed up with him?
The two of them stole the detonators from the explosives company.
David, for goodness sake.
Why, Ramona? Why did they want the detonators?
I don't know.
Ramona?
Honestly, Mr. Farrell, it's the truth. I have no idea what they wanted them for.
Did your brother and Dillon plant the detonators in my apartment?
Yes. I mean, it was Dillon's idea. Paul didn't want to do it.
Hold it. Wait a minute. I'm beginning to see things. Dillon must have thought that I was getting too close to him, because I went to the bowling alley twice. Must have figured the explosion would get me out of the way for a while, maybe for good.
Paul didn't want to do it, Mr. Farrell, but Dillon made him.
Ah. So you aren't really clairvoyant, are you, Ramona? All your information came from perfectly natural sources.
Yes. First, I heard a few words by accident when Paul and Dillon were whispering together in Paul's room. Then I made up my mind to listen in as much as I could. And Paul dropped a few hints when I'd speak to him about looking for a job. And another way I found out, Mr. Farrell, Paul was so worried he began talking in his sleep.
But why did you pretend that all this came to you in your dreams?
Because I didn't want my brother to get into trouble, Mrs. Farrell. I thought he could be stopped. The detonators could be found and taken away without anyone knowing Paul helped steal them.
Ramona, you know someone threw a couple of detonators at a policeman. That was plain murder. Did your brother do that?
No. I mean, I hope he didn't. I pray he didn't.
Where are the detonators now?
Somewhere in Interstate Park. That's all I could find out. That's why I warned you against crossing water, Mr. Farrell. I was afraid if you went there and found them, Paul would be arrested.
What about your brother's disappearance? What else do you know about that?
Only what I said, Mr. Farrell. Paul's been gone so long, and I know he's quarreled with Nat Dillon. I'm so afraid Dillon's done something to him, or else he's going to.
Golly, doesn't it strike you, Sally, darling, there must be some connection here? The detonators are supposed to be in Interstate Park. King Kerr went to Interstate Park three times before he held up a bank to the tune of $178,000.
Well, what does that mean, Lieutenant?
Wait a minute. Say, maybe the forces are gathering in my mind now.
It's nothing to joke about.
Excuse me, not psychic forces, the forces of memory. Sally, if I'm right...
Well, yes, David, if you're right.
Holy smokes. I know what this is all about.
According to his sister, young Paul Petrie is in grave danger from the source responsible for the murder of a policeman. Can David Farrell's powers of deduction take up where Ramona Petrie's false clairvoyance leaves off? Be sure to listen again tomorrow for Front Page Farrell and the exciting story he's covering for his newspaper. The story he calls High Explosive. Stop paying fancy prices for floor wax. AeroWax gives you all you want in a wax and saves you up to 30 cents on every pint. Yes, let's face the plain facts about floor wax prices. AeroWax, at only 29 cents a pint, will leave a high, glossy shine on your linoleum and hardwood floors that will delight even the most particular housekeeper. And you don't need to rub. You don't need to buff AeroWax. All you do is spread it on your floors. It polishes itself to a beautiful, long-lasting luster. Most important of all, when you pay 29 cents for a pint can of AeroWax, you pocket a 30-cent saving over the price of most other leading brands. It's like getting the second pint free. Join the millions of housewives who say AeroWax is the biggest floor wax bargain in the stores. You like AeroWax? Get a can today and save work. Save 30 cents. Save even more on the larger sizes. Page Farrell is on the air again at this same time tomorrow. Be sure to listen. This is Dick Dunham saying goodbye for the sponsors of Front Page Farrell. If you suffer from painful corns that make it agony for you to wear shoes, torture for you to walk, listen. There's an amazing liquid that's guaranteed to remove your corns or double your money back. It's Freezone Liquid Corn Remover, and it goes to work to cool and soothe the burning pain and starts to remove the corn the instant it's applied. Then, when continued to use as directed, this amazing liquid actually removes the corn. There's no muss, no fuss, no need to wear bulky, uncomfortable-feeling pads. Get Freezone, Freezone Liquid Corn Remover today with this understanding. If Freezone doesn't remove your corn and give you blessed relief from pain while it's doing it, we will give you double your money back.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.